Hello, everyone. Welcome to Hamburg. I think the majority of the crowd is still at lunch, but we're going to start anyway. Again, for everyone who doesn't know me, my name is Patrick Busmann. I'm the chairman of the DINARC Foundation. I'm going to give you a quick rundown and introduction here to Hamburg. So, tiny bit of housekeeping. We have a tight agenda. We already started late. So let's try to keep that up and get back into the timeline. For everyone who doesn't have a t-shirt yet, you can pick them up at the registration desk. For everyone who has a last minute ticket, please come on Tuesday before the closing talks to the registration desk and check whether a t-shirt is available. Otherwise, we ship the t-shirt afterwards to you. The DINARC community is a open and inclusive community. Please treat each other with tolerance and respect. Free speech and an open exchange of ideas is exactly the reason why we're here. So please don't talk over each other, respect each other. That's encouraged. If you feel harassed or have any problems, feel free to reach out to us. Talk to the registration desk. Please don't play with the piano. I think that's the first time ever I have to say that anywhere on a tech conference. If you're really good at it and you want to show it off, talk to us. Otherwise, please don't. Just don't. If you have any questions, we have hoodies on, so the whole crew and stuff is running around in hoodies. Talk to us, otherwise go to the reception desk and ask them or email us at event@dinarc.de. For everyone who didn't get it yet, we have a Wi-Fi set up for you. The information is up here. Quick facts, we have 281 registered attendees until now. That's a new record. Just as a reminder, when we started with the foundation 2 years ago, we roughly were thinking about how to get to 200 on a regular basis, and we were happy when we were somewhere between 150 and 180. So 280 after 250 last year is a really good success. We have 15 students registered, which is good, and we have 233 different organizations, so a very diverse and crowded field here. We have 92% attendance from Germany, a bit from the Netherlands, and a tiny bit from Switzerland. And just to give you an impression of where it's coming from, Hamburg is, with Frankfurt, Berlin, the biggest cities where attendees are coming from, followed by Munich, Cologne, and Stuttgart. The more interesting fact is that there is a list of roughly 30 different other cities followed that with just tiny single-digit numbers. So the whole crowd here is wildly spread all over Germany, and it's fairly representing the German industry. Just to give you another impression, that's how it looks by regions in Germany. We would like to thank our sponsors, and here in Hamburg we would like to thank especially our diamond sponsor, IPHH, and I would like to ask Sascha to come on stage and say hello to you.
Hi guys, I'm Sascha Pollock, for those who don't know me. I have prepared a little and very deep and emotional speech. And I'll do it the other way. Thank you very much for coming. We are very happy and proud to be able to sponsor DINARC 11 in Hamburg. So wish you all a very successful conference, lots of fun, and welcome again. Thank you.
Thanks, Sascha, and thanks, IPHH. And obviously, we also have other sponsors, so our platinum sponsors, Sendaro, DKIX, BKIX, and our gold sponsors, Core Backbone, Flex Optics, Thomas Krenn, Alita Networks, and the sponsors who provide for you with lunch, coffee, lanyards, and the social tonight, plus our other sponsors. And we have connectivity sponsors, so ADEX were so nice to give us a whole setup of wireless network here so that we don't have to use the locations network, and Deutsche Telekom was so nice to provide us with a proper fiber connection so that we actually have the speed that you're looking for. You can, if you're a member of the DNOC Foundation, still vote for the city in 2020. You should have received a link. The voting is going on until 6 p.m. tonight. If you don't have a link, write to Florian. He's going to help you. The results will be published by the end talk tomorrow at the end. The general meeting for the DNOC Foundation is tomorrow at 2 p.m. here in this room. Please go to the reception desk tomorrow and pick up your member badges between 10 and 1 p.m. to make sure that you have entrance to the general meeting. The general meeting is exclusively for members, so if you want to attend and you're not a member yet, you can go to the reception desk and become a member and still join the general meeting tomorrow. Couple of things on the foundation side. We generally run initiated projects from board side, but the whole idea is we lay the foundation here and you guys pick up on that. So if anyone has projects, ideas, anything that you want to run under the DNOC Foundation, please come talk to us. We're very open on that. And the most important part, obviously, we have an official social tonight. We're very happy that we were able to reserve the famous Miniaturwunderland in Hamburg exclusively for you. It's going to start at 7 p.m. It's a roughly 20 minutes walk, 12 minutes by e-scooter, I was told. I'll try. 18 minutes by public transport or 14 minutes by taxi. Everyone should find their way there. Foods and drinks are provided. We have the whole exhibition exclusively until 10 p.m. And we've also arranged for background tours behind the scenes in small groups. So if you're interested in the tech that is actually running the Miniaturwunderland, you have an option there to go. Remember to bring your badges. Entrance is only with your badge. And again, it starts at 7. And with that, I would like to hand over to Moritz for the program.
All right, then welcome from my side as well. As you know, I'm Moritz, I'm the program committee chair. So this year's call for papers was quite interesting. We had 18 slots to fill. We received 30 submissions and obviously had quite a lot of reviewing to do. We closed in at roughly 160 reviews from the whole program committee. If you don't know who that is, we changed a bit. I'm still chairing it. We have Florian from Arista, Kai from Akamai, Richard from SpaceNet, Sebastian from Clue24, Stefan from Megaport, Tim from Exaring, Wolfgang from DKIX, Sebastian from Deutsche Telekom, and Theo from Anexia, who took quite some time. It takes roughly 3 to 5 hours to review all these talks. If you want to join the program committee, please feel free to reach out. There are slides running in the breaks with the contact details, or just hit me up and we can make that happen. As you might have seen, we are using a software called Pre-Talks, and this year we used it for the complete process, starting from the call for papers, going over the reviews, sending every updates to the speakers, asking for slides, running the schedule, and much more. So this year we took some money from DNOC's budget and commissioned two features with Pre-Talks. One being that the agenda is now embeddable as a widget on the website, which you might have all seen on the on the dnoc11.dnoc.de website. And the second feature would be that there are actually breaks, so we can run the whole event now using only Pre-Talks. As mentioned, this was funded by membership fees and sponsorship fees from the DNOC Foundation, and we contributed everything to open source. And Pre-Talks was kind enough to develop this in like 2 weeks' time, so would love to give them a warm round of applause. Thank you. So yeah, on that note, staying with Pre-Talks, we this year will run the voting for all talks in Pre-Talks. So just click on a talk in the agenda, and once it's finished, the green feedback button will appear there. Just write in your feedback. It's a free text form. You don't have to register anything. And the feedback will go directly to the presenters. And the presenters, you can view your feedback just like you can view and edit your submission. We will hand out a conference feedback form for everything, because we'd like to know how you like the social, how you like the workshops, and everything else. on day two, so tomorrow. Feel free to give us that feedback. We highly appreciate it. Yeah, quick word on microphone etiquette. We have many remote participants. We're streaming the whole event. So if you are raising a question, please wait for a mic to be delivered to you and clearly state your name and affiliation so people know where you're from and who you are. Be mindful that there is a limited time for the Q&A. As Patrick mentioned, we have a rather tight schedule, but you can always approach the speaker afterwards. We gave them some ribbons so you know who they are. If we didn't, dear speakers, please get in touch. and please try to use the Q&A for actual questions rather than remarks on your view of the topics. We deem to find that more respectful to the speakers. Streamings and recordings, as last year and the year before, we have the lovely people of the Video Operations Center by CCC on the top over there, who are recording and streaming the whole event to media.ccc.de and YouTube, and you can also view the embedded link on the website. So again, welcome to everyone in the stream from my side as well. And yeah, big round of applause to them. All right, one quick thing for speakers. Please check in with the Herald 10 minutes before your talk. The Herald will be sitting on the very top left there next to the speaker's lounge. And please upload your slides. The deadline was at Saturday. We're still missing some, so would be great if you could go ahead. Yeah, I'm not sure why I have a Wi-Fi slide again, but it seems like I have it. And last but not least, have fun, enjoy the conference, and yeah, next up will be Sebastian after a quick break to get the tech ordered. Thank you very much. Welcome in Hamburg. Have fun.